Hi guys, this is Funda.
And this is Rodrigo.
And this is Malta.
That wasn't expected. Not the role.
Okay. We are at the Stranger's Corner again. And as you see, we have a guest. Let's introduce her.
Hello, my name is Meltem. I'm an Erasmus student here. Now I'm their guest, so I'm a bit excited to talk about Tinder.
Okay, there you go. She just gave us the topic, the theme of today, which is going to be Tinder, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, give us a bit of a starter.
About
how is it
going to
be about Tinder? Yeah.
Okay, I think we must start with a song.
That would be a classical. Okay.
Yes. What about Let's Get Physical from Olivia Newton-John?
Let's play it.
Let's play it. Funda. Let's play it.
like always
our songs.
Did you like the song, Meltem?
Yes, it was amazing. It was pretty good actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get this started, girls.
Yes,
I'm gonna shove it to you, but let's start by the basics. Have we ever used Tinder?
Yes
and I'm still using.
I'm
there
not.
You go. You can find her.
Yes.
Okay, but tell us a bit of it. Like, why do you started using it? Tell us a bit. How did you got to Tinder?
Okay. Firstly, before coming here, I have never used Tinder. But coming here for an Erasmus, and I was thinking on my mind, why not? I can see the new people. I can meet. Blah blah blah. Then I'm still using the Tinder.
I always told you Perugia is a sin city.
It's a what?
A sin city.
Sin city. You think?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call Perugia a sin city. Over everything you can do here.
So that's why Rodrigo.
And why Tinder? Because I know there are other applications.
Oh, really? I don't
Actually,
know. You
I've
can
never
tell
used
me.
Them.
Like what, Rodrigo?
I don't know. I've never
like
used
Badoo?
Them, but I've heard there's other things. Like Tinder's not the only application.
Yeah, I know,
about
but
that.
I think Tinder is the most popular one if you want to meet someone.
I know there's Grindr and Hornet. Mm. Yeah, but for the gay people.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, okay. I feel you. Okay. So, how was the people you match? in Tinder.
Oh, okay, okay. Actually,
like, how was all the process? I want to know because your first time you used it was here. So yeah. How was the process? You got into Tinder and tell me your expectations, if they were fulfilled. How was it?
Okay. First time when I downloaded Tinder on my phone, I was a bit excited and I didn't know anything. How can I use, what is these things, the buttons, blah, blah. And then I start to using, and if you are touching the right side, you are like the people. The left side, you don't like. Isn't it right?
Yes, it's
okay,
right.
Okay, okay. Fundo is the expert.
In the modern.
And there's a super like. But
yes, yeah. But you have to pay if you want to give someone super like.
No, if they put a super like on you, you can put a super like on them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Funda. I will use after this information. Thank you. And then I start to like the people, but of course they were handsome. That's why I am putting the like. And then we generally we are matching. If I like someone, probably he is turning back to me for the like.
And what about you, Funda? How has it been for you?
Oh, how has it been for you, Rodrigo?
Question is for you, Esger.
It's basically the same. It's like a pool of men's pictures, and you always get more and more.
Okay.
You can manage the distance. Okay.
And the age.
And the age, of course. It's the most important thing for me, at least. And then when you leave them...
Okay, just...
So. They know everything about me, oh God. And then when you match them, they start to write you. But if they don't, you start to write them.
Mm-hmm.
So then you say, okay, let's meet. The simple chat at the beginning. How are you? Where are you from? And okay, then, you manage to arrange some date with them.
Yeah, it's my best part. Arrange the dating for a coffee.
For a coffee.
Yes. It's classical one.
Yes.
Let's take a coffee, meeting for the coffee and then...
In Forte Braccio.
Yes, in Forte Braccio.
Or in Pintrucchio.
Okay, there you go.
And one time in Alpha Pub for me.
For me... Yes,
we are going to same places.
I don't know if you're going to same places or Perugia. Everyone goes to same places, you know?
Yeah, you are right.
It's more like Perugia style.
Yes, you are right. And the profile of the people is classy, not that bad.
Yes.
The people you match.
But what do you mean by that? Like,
they are not looking bad. Sense? They are not looking bad. Generally, some
educated,
guys are...
successful guys.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And
are you interested?
Do you think they use Tinder.
Tinder. I think they just can't get enough with everything, so they are using Tinder. Maybe they wanted to meet some new people, but...
Like us.
Like us. That's it, I guess. They wanted to see new people.
So you think that's why you would get into Tinder, like...
Yes.
See new people, just...
Yes, why not?
Okay.
Is it really safe to use Tinder here? Also, using Tinder is safe here.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you, Funda.
Why?
Because I met too many people from Tinder, you know. Rodrigo. So that's why it's safe. Because the first time, for example, I'm meeting with someone... they are saying me, I can pick you with my car, and I'm saying okay because I'm trusting them. I don't know why, but
you're 100% trusting them.
No, not 100%, but
like 80. You're over the 50.
Yes, like
over
because,
the 50.
Because when I look the picture, I can understand her aim, his aim. Sorry.
Can you?
Yes,
by a
I
picture,
can.
That's a nice subject because
yes,
yes.
Yes, I can. So that's why there wasn't any bad situation from Tinder, isn't it?
Yes, you are right. For example, if you say no,
yes,
the guys are always getting that is a no.
Oh, yes. They're getting it clear, you know?
Yes, clearly.
Or crystal clear.
Yeah, and you know, Perugia is a very small city,
yes.
So you can meet them everywhere.
Yes, you can see them everywhere.
Have you seen your dates before? Like, have they been together in a place you go?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And how is it?
Weird.
Yes, of course, weird. But sometimes, for example, I don't... We went to the going out together. And if I don't like him, I'm not texting him back. But if he start to... text me, and when I see him in the same place, I'm always hiding myself. So it's bad.
One time I was with her. I saw her.
You saw that?
Yeah.
It was really weird.
I know. And she didn't recognize him at the first place.
Yes.
Oh, and how was it? What happened?
The which one?
The one when you met, we were so drunk at my house.
Yeah. What? Yes, yes, but I can't remember the guy's name.
Or face.
No. Yes. Yeah. No, yes, you're right. We were together and I didn't realize who is he. So I was looking everywhere. So, and then I found him.
Yeah.
But it was bad. Because he was there for a long time and I couldn't realize that. It was bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
And is there any person that you feel regretful not to be with them more often?
Yes.
Yes?
But you know the person who I feel like that.
You met them in Tinder.
Yes. Yeah.
So it started.
Huh?
It started in Tinder, you would say.
But I'm still
in love with him.
Yeah, maybe. No, in love it's too deep meaning. Not in love, but I'm really interested with someone, but he's not caring me too much.
No, not at all.
No.
Yes. We are still getting in touch, but there won't be happening, I'm sure, that because 16 days later I will turn back to my country.
Oh, yeah.
So there is no
chance. Have some changes around here.
Yes. We are leaving soon.
Yes.
What's going to happen?
I don't know, but I'm so excited.
Really?
Excited to
go back?
Turning back? Really?
Yes, of course, because it's a new life for all of us.
You're starting zero again, you know? Like,
huh?
You're starting from zero again.
Yes.
Like, That's why I'm excited. Even though you know everybody, you're going to be in another semester. It's going to change. Yes.
And I have to find a new job, maybe move out of the house and find a new one. And probably I'm going to meet a lot of people, so
but
I'm
always
excited.
In the same city, or you want to go to another?
Maybe
it's a great chance to go to another.
Yes, yes. I want to go to Muğla or Antalya.
Really?
It's one from the south, one of the Aegean. Agency, yeah. One of is in Aegean, one of is in Mediterranean.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them I want to move, actually.
Okay, I've got you. And why those?
Because they have nicer people and they have the beautiful sea, they have the beautiful places. They are both touristical, but when the tourists leave, they bought perfect place to live.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. And what about you? You're going to stay in... your city.
Yes, probably. But first, I have to solve my big problems, guys. You know,
yes.
I have to do too many things, so that's why.
But then, now that you spoke about that, let me ask you another question. Going back to Tinder,
yes.
Okay.
Do you think closer relationships, for example, if you're gonna have a relationship, the bond? How is the bond more special if you get it through Tinder or maybe if you knew it before? You know what's more?
Rodrigo, it changed.
Yeah,
completely different.
Yeah, yes. It depends on the situation. For example, you can meet someone on the bar, for example, on the street or Tinder. It doesn't matter. You can spend with him or her, and then you have some idea about her or him. So that's why it doesn't matter where did you met with him or her.
So it's irrelevant, basically.
Exactly.
Because
what do you think?
More time you spend with the people. More bond you are going to make with these people. So it doesn't matter if you met on Tinder or the street. It doesn't matter. But Tinder is a way to use... Definitely you are going to meet someone if you use Tinder.
Yes.
That's for sure. It's the certain part. Because of this, everyone uses Tinder.
But okay. I think generally the people, if someone using Tinder just because of sex.
I think many people think that
but way. I think for me it's not. I want to meet people.
What happened?
Just meeting
she wants
new
to
people.
Break free.
Yeah. I want to meet and spend good time and know about himself. So that's it. Not
so
just
sex. You also see it like a, I don't know, like friender, kind of like you see it as a place where you can find a friend? Because that's interesting, because maybe what's the reason why you got into Tinder?
Just because I'm really bored here, so that's why when I'm going out with someone I am sharing too much thing with him, so...
Okay, so now let me ask you another question.
Okay. her
hands are freezing.
Yeah? Yeah. She's scared she right knows now. Yes. I'm nervous.
You choose depending on the picture. If you see the picture of a nice guy, let's say a chubby nice guy, not very beautiful, but you know for sure he's a nice guy.
Yeah, okay.
Would you swipe right or left?
Of course, right. If someone is looking handsome,
No, he doesn't look handsome. I tell you, he looks like a nice guy. Really nice guy, because you tell me you were bored. But other than that, were you bored to find friends?
First seems is important for me. And I think for everybody, the situation is the same, because if you are looking someone, if you interested in with him or her, you are wondering okay. So if you doesn't like the someone, you are not wondering her inside or him
that's
inside.
Nice.
Isn't it?
That's nice, but hold your thoughts, girls.
Okay,
let's play a song. Relax, don't do it.
Yeah. Frankie goes to Hollywood.
There you go. Rock it.
Great one.
I love it.
Classical.
Meltem has a sentence that I love most. she always says, you are asking about her, about the appearances and the being nice.
Yeah.
And she always says, if he is nice, let him go to heaven. So then...
Mama, I think it's clear. Like the intentions.
Yeah, it was perfect. You touched the right side.
The intentions are clear.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think it's true, isn't it?
It's true.
If someone is okay, They can go to heaven. What can I do for them?
What do you mean? This just got to another level. A whole new level.
I understand. Why? Why it's didn't you understand?
Like, no. It's fine, but it gives it like a new perspective.
It's nice, I think. Yes.
What is nice?
You can look this perspective to life.
Yeah, and how is it? How do you live with that perspective?
For example, someone doing something, okay? And good thing.
You have to be more specifically. Yeah.
Let's oh, it's nice. If he or she nice, they can go to heaven. What can I do?
And what about what about men? If it's not too, I don't know, too handsome, as you said.
Okay.
But you think he's marvelous person.
He can go to heaven.
Change the world.
He can go to heaven.
So basically, he can go to heaven, but not to
your place. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's like that.
It's like that. So basically.
Yeah, it's like that. And I'm sure that everybody thinking like me, but they are not saying that.
Oh,
first expression is the most important
activism.
One.
Activism.
Yeah, exactly. If you like someone, you are wondering him or herself.
So, uh-huh.
But it's no.
So what's your solution? Give us a guide for let's say, if I was a new user, what's
on
your
Tinder.
Guide?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. First, you have.
I'm not used to that. I don't know about it.
Okay, but let me tell you something.
Okay.
She's saying that way, that the guy should be more handsome or blah, blah, mm-hmm. but I have to tell the truth. Her exes are like, no.
Not that
no.
way.
Yes,
oh.
exactly. So that's why I changed my opinion, you know. My ex, which one?
All of them?
Yeah.
There you go.
Just because I'm very beautiful, so that's why
they
maybe
look so.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I'm kidding. No. Actually, for me, it's the most important part. Of course, being handsome is nice because the first time when you see someone, it's fine. It's okay. But after that, when you try to talk with him, if he is talking empty,
uh-huh.
did you understand what I mean?
Yeah. I feel
yeah.
And you are not interested in anymore, even if he too
handsome.
So
yeah,
yes,
you have a point there.
That's nice,
but I don't know.
Let me ask you then: in Istanbul, what people thinks about Tinder and let's say all those type of applications?
Okay.
Like, are they widely used, or you have no idea?
I didn't use in Istanbul because I think it's very dangerous.
Exactly.
And nowadays, I mentioned it before, a lot of women get killed in Istanbul.
That's crazy.
So it's if you use Tinder and then you get killed, probably they would use it's as an evidence that you are willing to go. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would it be that bad?
Yes, Rodrigo. So I wouldn't recommend anyone to use Tinder in Istanbul.
What do you think? The same?
Yeah, exactly the same. Because when I turn back to Turkey, I will delete the Tinder. If I turn back Italy again, I will download
again.
Because in Turkey, using Tinder
but
is...
But it's really curious because in Bogota, they have kind of similar, at least the idea I know they have, mm-hmm. is that like Tinder is that place where... I've know about some friends, they've done really well, but in general, I don't know. It's like there's always this safety thing behind
yeah.
it. Like you don't know who is there. And you don't know if it's even, for example, a girl in my case or in your case, a boy.
Yes. Is it real or not?
Yeah, you have no idea just until you meet.
By the way, Funda, if we are thinking like that, we are in different countries. So that's why when we meet the guys, we are not talking the same languages. So that's why in here, it should be more dangerous for us. But we are not...
No, we are adventure seekers.
Should it be more dangerous?
Yeah.
Because
maybe
it depends on the context where you're standing, you know? Because you know you're in Italy. Italy is a safe place.
Yeah, that's
why. We can all agree in that.
Yes.
I don't know. How is Turkey? Like, why don't you do in Turkey? Like, what is it that makes you not to do it? Because I'm sure in Turkey, you could also find some handsome guys,
of
I imagine.
Of course.
I
you can find.
Yes. And in Tinder, you could find them also.
Uh-huh,
yes.
So what is the main thing that drives you not to use it there and use it here?
First, the opinion about the girls yeah, who are using Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got some cultural pressure, let's say. So.
Yes. First of all, this. Yes. And now, because of all the situation, I can't trust men in Turkey. I can't trust a man who I met in social media. I corrected.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the difference between meeting someone in social media and meeting someone on Tinder?
No, by social media, I'm referring to Tinder, actually.
Oh, okay. So you don't trust anyone you met. Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't know if he's married, if he's not, if he has some other children
or something. Something else.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So I couldn't trust them.
Okay. And what do you think?
Last 2 years, I was always meet the people from social media, but not Tinder, from Instagram or
Instagram.
Twitter.
Okay.
And we are still friends. Not
so it has
like
work.
Boyfriend, but we are still
and
friends.
How was it? How did you met?
For example, they are like my post from Instagram and they are texting from DM and start to talking. And if the distance are close to each other, we are going out for a drink.
For something.
Yes. And then if we like each other, it's continue. If we don't like, we are not texting back.
And how
each other.
Do they find you? You know, because if I'm not wrong, I'm not much of an in this things user. Uh-huh. But you cannot, like, how do you know that's you? Like, for example, if I don't know your name, how can I find you in Instagram?
Probably the mutual friends.
No, oh. If you text somewhere or someone, they can find you. For example, if I show my location is in Perugia, if they tick in Perugia, if they click in
really?
Perugia, they can find my
post. You can find the city.
Sorry.
You can pay like Perugia.
Yes.
And you see everything. Oh,
yes.
I had no idea about that.
I was talking about Instagram. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about Instagram too.
In Instagram?
Yeah.
How is
but
that?
Instagram, yes.
Yes.
It's Instagram.
Yes,
I
it's
had no
Instagram.
Idea about that. Maybe we have to do a little course here after the program.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, now I'm going to take it all back and I want to play Like a Virgin from Madonna.
Woo!
I'm not going to say anything about that. Nice choice.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Kisses. Bye, guys.